You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Batter up!
This is amazing because you wake up, you get your coffee, you get your breakfast, boom, baseball is on,
it's
baseball
right
is back.
It's time for Bet Slips and Bat Flips.
This is going to be unbelievable.
With Lucy Burge.
I don't know if we are eventually going to have Aaron Judge conspiracy theories.
And Jake Hassan.
This is just going to be the biggest bloodbath, and I mean that in a great way.
Betting K's and debating your plays.
This is a great spot for the kid. He gets the opening day start, baby Pedro. He's like 15 years old.
Play ball.
No sweat. Have a fun time. Good luck out there. Do your best.
Welcome to Bet Slips and Bat Flips, presented by BetMGM. I'm Lucy Burge, alongside my great co-host, Jake Hassan, and we are here on a Friday to talk some baseball, because baseball is, of course, the best. Jake, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Bets went pretty good yesterday. Kickball team won our first game. Feeling pretty spry on a Friday.
That is so exciting. We're back. Yes. Kickball domination. We dominated all across the board, I think. So that was a really good day yesterday. We are here to discuss that and to flip some bets and make some cash. You can follow us wherever you get your podcasts and live every day from 2 to 2:30 on twitch.tv/BetQL and also on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page. Send us your questions, comments, and thoughts and bets to the BetQL Twitter page. Drop them in the chat. Get in the bettors box. Step up to the plate and send us whatever's on your mind. Bets, comments, thoughts, how we are doing, how you like the show, what you think of our bets today, all of the above.
What you think
we
of us, know if you want.
What you think of us. Yeah, yeah. It's like, wasn't there a Facebook, like, anonymous, like, sending a message about that? What was it called? I can't remember. But it was like, it was kind of vicious because it was anonymous and you can send in whatever you thought of people, but send in whatever you'd like to the chat. We'd love to hear from you. With all of that being said, it is time to
play ball.
It is time to play ball, and we are going to look at one game we love today, because we love when you join us here on the BetQL Network, and you can catch us all season long, starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. So get in here, get your bets ready, and send them to us, please. And together, we will find some winners. So let's start off by recapping how well we did yesterday. Jake, how did you do yesterday?
I mean, favorite play of the day yesterday was the Royals on the money line and the first five money line, and they won the first five and the regular money line cruised. I mean, the Royals bludgeoned Hunter Brown in that early game. What they did to Hunter Brown was unholy and illegal in, I think, 48 out of 50 states. Like, it was unbelievable. That was a no sweat. And then the Orioles, I was big on that for my lungs, I said. And I'm here with my lungs intact and all of my organs, because that was a little sweaty, got a little dicey, but Colton Cowser had a really good game. So, yeah, feeling pretty good.
I love that. I always love when you show up with all your organs intact. That's always good news.
Yeah, generally good. Generally what you want.
Yeah, especially heading into the weekend. You know, you want to have a good time. Then we look at how I did yesterday. I wanted to go 500 yesterday. Above it. Went above 500. My bets, I was 3-1. Thank you, Tyler O'Neill, for not getting over 1.5 total bases, because that would have been the bet that really just put the cherry on top of this. But Anthony Santander did hit a home run. Thank you very much. So the streak is a show, is going strong. Then Ozzie Albies, over 1.5 total bases. Thank you. Adam Duvall, over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. That also hit very nicely. So Tyler O'Neill better get back to his ways of being successful at the plate. That would be very, very nice. So now we are going to dive into one game that we love today. Jake, what is the first game that caught your eye?
First game that stood out to me right away, and I'm just going to keep going back to this well, it's the Royals. They've won 6-7 games in a row now against the Astros. Like, not, it's not like they're beating the A's or the Nationals or these fake teams. They just beat the Astros, and they beat them very convincingly. Like, these games were not big sweats, and I can't believe that they're underdogs on the money line to the Mets. I know it's on the road and it's in Queens, but the Mets are bad. They're not a very good team. Luis Severino Foligno has had a decent start to the year, but I like Michael Wacha for the Royals. They're hot. Their bats are unbelievably on fire right now. Bobby Witt Jr. continues to look like an MVP candidate. I love this Royals team. I think this is the wrong team favored.
Yeah, I like that very much. The first game I saw, Dodgers-Padres, I zeroed in on this because I am taking Shohei Ohtani to hit a home run. I also have a parlay in this, but first, the home run for Shohei Ohtani, it just speaks to me today. He has 3 home runs so far this season. His last home run just 3 games ago. This spot for him, I think, is phenomenal for him to hit his 4th of the season. He and the Dodgers will, of course, be facing the Padres. Michael King on the mound. In his career, Shohei Ohtani is batting .333 against Michael King in 6 at-bats, 2 hits, both of those hits, home runs. So I like his chances to hit a home run tonight. And then I have a parlay, Jake. I have a Max Muncy to get a hit, Will Smith to get a hit, parlay. +150, Max Muncy is batting .333 against Michael King with 1 double in 3 at-bats, and he hit a home run in the Dodgers' last game, and he has 3 hits in his last 4 games. Will Smith has 21 hits this season, 1 home run. He has 8 hits in his last 5 games. He's batting .412. So I think there's some value in this parlay here, +150 for Max Muncy and Will Smith to each get a hit. So we'll be looking forward to all of those hitting tonight. Now, the bettors box. Step into the bettors box as soon as possible, ASAP as possible. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your favorite plays. We want to hear your questions. Come in and just say hi. You guys are you are the engine of this show. We love all of you. So send us all of your thoughts, just not, maybe not, you know, your diary, but some thoughts.
I mean, it's not a bit. I mean, listen, let's not say that people can't send diary entries. If they're good, I'm interested.
Yeah, I actually, you know what? If you want to send us your thoughts and feelings, absolutely. We would love to hear whatever. Yeah, please. Please send us all of that in the chat, and we would love to hear from it. In the chat or on YouTube or Twitch, or comment to us on Twitter, on any social media platform that you prefer, because we are everywhere, Jake. So you can find us wherever you get your podcasts, wherever you get your social media. Send us your thoughts and your bets, please. This is Bet Slips and Bat Flips presented by BetMGM on BetQL. I'm Lucy Bird. He is Jake Hassan. Send us your questions, comments on twitch.tv/BetQL and YouTube at Odyssey Sports. What your favorite bet is today. We'd love to hear that as well. You know, pretty much anything. Pretty much anything. It is time now for Pitch Clock Pitcher Props. We're going to go look at some pitcher matchups and some individual pitchers today. And would you rather over under on their strikeout prop? So we've got Pablo Lopez or Tarik Skubal over 6.5 strikeouts. Skubal over is -150 for Pablo Lopez. The over is +115. Jake, which one would you take?
My gut reaction is to stay Skubal in a bounce back spot after he had just an okay start against the A's. But I mean, I hate paying that much juice for that. So I'm going to go Lopez because he has the ceiling and it's within his range of outcomes to have like a 10K start anytime he's out there. So I'll go with Lopez for the plus money and in a big spot.
I agree. I'm starting off on the same page here. Lopez for +115. The Twins do strike out a little bit more than the Tigers, but Pablo Lopez hit this in his first outing of the season, and at +115, I would take the chance on this. Pablo Lopez, also my Cy Young pick. So I'm gonna stick with my guy here to go over. Then Kevin Gausman, 7.5 strikeouts, or Andrew Abbott at 5.5. Gausman over is +120, and then Abbott over is -150. Jake, which one?
I mean, I obviously want to say Abbott because he's going against the White Sox, but I hate paying the juice. It's just -150. Move the number. I'd rather, you know, I'm going to go secret option C, and I would rather go Abbott over 6.5 instead of 5.5 as an alternate at plus money because it's the White Sox, and they are so bad.
Ooh, I like that. And I would go Gausman if I had to pick one of these two, +120. He's gone under in both of his starts, but he is facing the Rockies. They are 6th in the league in strikeouts. I would take him over Abbott here, especially because -150 is clearly not as enticing as +120. Then Bryce Miller or Jordan Wicks over 5.5 strikeouts. Miller over is -115. Wicks over is +120. Which one would you take, Jake?
Yeah, this is something that I'm betting today. It's one of my bets I'm looking forward to the most. My Cy Young, one of my bets, two at a long price, Bryce Miller, over 5.5 against the Cubs. He is throwing a lot of his split finger fastball, and the Cubs are terrible against that type of pitch. So I'm going with Bryce Miller. I love the price. I love the spot for him. Let's keep that Cy Young train. Let's get it going today.
Get it revved up. I will take the other side here, and I will go with Wicks over plus 120. Both of these guys had 7 and 6 strikeouts in their first two starts, but Wicks will be pitching against the Mariners, and they do tend to strike out a lot. So, you know, I'll just go head-to-head, and we can see who does end up winning that one. Michael King at 5.5 strikeouts, or Yamamoto at 4.5. King over is plus 100, or Yamamoto over minus 140.
Yeah, I mean, I hate paying juice, but I would never bet the King over just because, you know, against the Dodgers, first of all, and he's only hit this number in one of his three starts. He's more of an efficiency guy, not a strikeout guy. I would go Yamamoto here, even at the juice.
I agree, because I have, what, 3 batters for the Dodgers going against him to just, like, do so much damage. Yeah, I would agree with you on that one. Then now it is time for the 7-minute stretch. We are going to go around the league and break down the other games that are happening today that we did not speak of previously. So we have Twins-Tigers. The Twins at plus 105. The Tigers minus 125. The total is at 7. We've got Pablo Lopez and Tarik Skubal. I have a bet in this one. It is Byron Buxton to get a hit. That's minus 130 at BetMGM. Simple. I think he can do it. Do you have any bets in this game, Jake?
Yeah, I'm really excited for this game, too, just because these are going to be two of the Cy Young favorites going head-to-head. You don't get that very often, especially interdivision, divisional game. I think it's going to be fun. The Tigers have surprised a lot of people. I do have a bet here, too. First 5, under 2.5. It's at plus money. Like I said, two guys that are in Cy Young contention, especially Skubal in a bounce-back spot, too. I love that bet, and this is going to be really fun to watch.
I love it. Pirates, Phillies, Pirates plus 135, Phillies minus 160. The total is at 9. Bailey Falter against Christopher Sanchez. Do you have anything in this game, Jake?
Yeah, the Bailey Falter revenge game, going back to his old team. I would only ever bet the over here. I don't like either of the sides, but Falter got ran out of Philadelphia for a reason. He's not very good. And Sanchez, I like him overall, but I think that this is a bad spot for him, especially the Pirates. They did not have a good offensive showing last night, so I think this is a bounce back spot for them.
I like it. And Giants, Rays, Giants minus 110, Rays minus 110, pretty even there. Total at 8.5. Keaton Wynn versus TBD. It's so funny. I was thinking last night, I was like, I want to get one of those jerseys that says, I don't know if they have one of those jerseys, but a jersey that says like TBD on the back, like something like that. If it becomes a thing, because sometimes with Red Sox pitchers is like TBD and they run out of guys. I was thinking that last night. So it was good to see TBD is pitching today. It would break out that jersey. I have a bet in this game, and it is Matt Chapman to go over 1.5 total bases plus 120 at BetMGM. Do you have anything in this game, Jake?
I don't, but I think I would only probably go with the Rays here because it seems like Matt just told us they're going with Jacob Wogspack. So they're going with an opener. So they're going a bullpen game. This is what the Rays do. And generally in these games, I know people are like, oh, bullpen game. It's high variance, but this is the Rays. They pump out relievers and they're throwing a bunch of different looks at you. I think it's going to be enough to keep the Giants off balance. I'm not officially playing it, but if I was going to bet this game, it would be the Rays.
Yeah, I like that. Then Brewers, Orioles, Brewers minus 105, Orioles minus 115, the total at 8.5. Freddy Peralta against Tyler Wells. Do you have anything in this game, Jake?
I don't yet. I'm going to probably talk myself into something right now because it's a pick 'em in places too. The Orioles back home after Jackson Holliday got called up his first home game, and the Brewers going with Freddy Peralta. I don't love the Brewers overall. I'm definitely leaning towards the Orioles. Tyler Wells was pretty good at home. He hasn't had the greatest start to the year, but Peralta on the other side makes this a pick 'em. I think you know, I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going to take the Orioles at home, yes. Jackson Holliday's first home game. Freddy Peralta scares me a little bit, but overall, I can't bet against the Orioles right now, especially after they found ways to win games at the end of the last two nights.
They sure did. Thank you for reminding me of how great those nights were. Very, very nice. Extra
Well,
innings
after
and
your good
everything.
Betting night yesterday, I got to keep you humble. We got to keep
Oh,
things even
exactly.
here.
Oh, I bet on an Orioles player to hit a home run. I'm all, yeah, I got to follow the money. Got to go where the money is because it's definitely on the Orioles right now. They have momentum and they are, like you said, finding ways to win. Does Jackson Holliday hit his first home run back home in his first game back home today? Maybe not. But
yeah, against Freddie
it's
Peralta,
enticing.
I don't see it.
I know, but there's got to be a spot. There's got to be an upcoming spot where it's perfect for him to do it, and we'll find it. We'll find it, though. It's not. I don't feel it tonight, but perhaps in the coming nights. Rockies, Jays, Rockies plus 200, Jays minus 250. The total is at 8. Ryan Feltner versus Kevin Gausman. Do you have anything in this one, Jake?
Unfortunately. Unfortunately, yes. I can't believe him. I said this to you guys before the show. It's 2-1 on the money line. Like, I know the Rockies are bad, but this Blue Jays team can't hit. They are just floundering at the plate. And the Rockies, Ryan Feltner had a 10 strikeout game in his last start. He actually had a decent start. He's young. He has upside. At 2-1, I get it. I'm just going to do it because it's a number play. At 2-1 on the money line outright, I just think that the Blue Jays shouldn't be lined like this, even with Gausman on the mound. I'm going to go with the Rockies on the money line. God help me.
Well, why not? I like it. I think it's a really good risk to take. So congrats on finding that one. I think that's really good. Taking a risk. I love it. What's the point of living if you're not taking risks like this? I love it. That's I think fair. It's great. Keep you on the edge of your seat. I love it. Then we have Angels, Red Sox. Angels minus 110. Red Sox minus 110. Total is at 9. Reed Detmers versus Tanner Houck. I do have a bet in this one. Jaron Duran over 1.5 total bases. That is minus 110 at BetMGM. Jake, do you have anything in this game?
I do not. I think I would go the under here just because I think the Reed Detmers breakout is finally upon us. We've been waiting for it for years. He had that no-hitter a couple of years ago. And Tanner Houck is somebody who he doesn't go deep in games generally, and the Red Sox do this weird thing with him where they kick him to the bullpen, then back to the rotation, then back to the bullpen. It's kind of mean in my opinion, but anyway. And this Angels team is just so bad outside of Mike Trout. So 9 seems a little bit high for the total. I would go the under here if anything.
Yeah, God help us. If Reed Detmers throws a no-hitter, that's just the last thing that the Red Sox need right now. It's been a grind. Then we have Braves, Marlins. Braves minus 190. Marlins plus 155. Total is at 8.5. It is Max Fried. And with that ERA, good Lord, is ERA at 18. Trevor Rogers, he is 0-1 with a bit of a smaller ERA at 5.40. I do have two bets in this game. I have Ozzie Albies over 1.5 total bases. That is plus 100. At BetMGM, and Austin Riley over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI minus 120 at BetMGM. What do you like in this game, Jake, if anything?
Yeah, I'm not betting anything in this game, but Max Fried, this is a big spot for him to get back on track. Has not been good to start the year in his walk year too, which is not great. Yeah. But it's the Marlins. They're terrible unless they're playing the Yankees apparently, but I would not do anything here. I would maybe look at some Max Fried props that he gets back on track, but nothing officially for me.
The Marlins are it's tough, but you never know. The Braves got beat down by the Mets, so I we'll see, but I do like those props. Reds, White Sox. Reds minus 175, White Sox plus 145. The Sean bet of the day, White Sox money line all the time. Totals at 9. Andrew Abbott versus Chris Flexen. Do you have anything in this game, Jake?
Yeah, I do. I have a home run prop in this game just for funsies that we'll give out in best bets. Obviously, anytime you can fade Chris Flexen, you got to do it.
Oh, you gotta. You just gotta. Then Rangers, Astros. Rangers plus 110. Astros minus 130. The total is at 9.5. It is Dane Dunning versus JP France. I do have a bet in this game. Corey Seager over 1.5 total bases. That is at minus 125 at BetMGM. Anything for you, Jake?
If anything, I would only go the over. Probably, maybe I wouldn't hate you if you went the Rangers on the money line, a bounce back spot for them after they almost got no hit by the A's yesterday, and they got shut out. So, if anything, I would go with the Rangers money line and maybe Rangers money line the over. I like a little bit too, but nothing officially.
I like it. And Cardinals, Diamondbacks. Cardinals plus 105. Diamondbacks minus 125. Total is at 9. Steven Matz versus Brandon Pfaadt. Anything you like in this one?
Yeah, I like the Diamondbacks on the first five run line. I like Brandon Pfaadt, especially when he's at home. Steven Matz has looked good in his first couple starts for the Cardinals. I don't think that's going to keep up. And the Diamondbacks just crush lefties. They have all year long. Obviously, small sample size, but that dates back to last year, too. I think the Cardinals and Steven Matz are in for a bad spot. I like Brandon Pfaadt. He doesn't go deep into the games, or at least he hasn't in his first couple starts. I like the Diamondbacks first five run line.
I like it. And then we have Cubs, Mariners, Cubs plus 105, Mariners minus 125. Total is at 8. It is Jordan Wicks versus Bryce Miller. Anything you like in this one that's not Bryce Miller?
Yeah, nothing other than the Bryce Miller strikeout prop. I'm on that over 5.5. I think this is a really good spot for him. He had a great start in his second start, and now he gets the Cubs, and who strike out a ton against the split-finger fastball, which he's leaning on a lot. He's got a 50% whiff rate on it so far this year, which is insane. So just the prop on Bryce Miller for me in this one.
I like it. Nationals A's. Nationals plus 110. A's minus 135. Total is at 8. Jake Irvin versus Paul Blackburn. Do you like anything in this game, Jake?
I mean, no. Like, I love my family very much, but even if you had them hostage, I don't think you could convince me to sit down and watch this game. Nationals and A's is so gross. The only redeeming quality about it would be CJ Abrams, because he's been unbelievable. But no, nothing. I'm gonna try not think about this game tonight.
You wouldn't on the East Coast stay up to like 1 a.m. to watch
no,
this
I'm
game.
Good.
Just pitch.
I'm way
pitch,
good.
Just every single moment of that. It's cinema, really. So I don't know how you can. It's like Oppenheimer. You can't turn away from it. It's really
it's
just
up there with Dune 2.
It really is. The Dune 2 of baseball games is really what that is. Very, very exciting stuff. It is time now for the most exciting stuff of them all. It is Foodie Friday, Jake. It is Foodie freaking Friday.
Please.
It is the best day of the week. So we are going to, as we do each week, highlight a select few ballpark meals that we would or would not, a rating system that I personally love. This week, we start off with some options that are named after players. I love this stuff. The Schwarburger 2.0. So we have this one that the Phillies are rolling out. Kyle's favorite burger is topped with cheese, pepper, bacon, fried egg, onions, and a signature sauce, a little bit of a secret sauce here. A portion of all proceeds will benefit Schwarber's Neighborhood Heroes Fund, which provides opportunities for first responder families. Just good stuff all around here. I look at this burger and I think something is missing, though. Like, I look at this burger and I'm like, this is just a normal burger you could get at a restaurant. There's nothing like, oh, it's you could recognizable as that is the Schwarburger right away. Is this perfect as is? Would you eat this as is? And would you add anything to this?
Listen, I'm so hungry right now. And so I would eat this as is. I would eat two of these right now. I'm a big fan of fried egg as a topping. Burgers, like especially sandwiches, like I'm a big fan of that. It's a great move. I do it personally a lot too. Yeah, I mean, wood times a million to this. I would not add anything. It is very beautiful to me.
Like, I would, of course, too. But to me, it's just like there's not the oomph to it that some other things have. One thing, I wonder, Jake, have you ever had peanut butter on a burger? Because I've seen this places. Would you eat that?
Yes, I have. And I would, but like it's overhyped. Like anytime this comes up, I had a friend be like, we got to go to Milwaukee because they have this burger place that does peanut butter on the burgers. And Milwaukee's only like an hour away, hour and a half. So like, fine, we did it. But then we got there. I was like, you dragged me to Wisconsin for this? Like, it's fine. I could get this anywhere. It was very underwhelming. It's fine, but I'm out as a concept on peanut butter on burgers. Get a new angle. It's not that great.
Yeah. So, and also not as an attraction, because here's the thing, you could literally just DoorDash a burger and then put your own peanut butter on it. Like to travel for it. I mean, it's not like, oh, onion rings on a burger. See, I would add like onion rings or something to this. Something that, yeah. You know, Schwarber, like what's your favorite food something else. So I don't know. I think the donation part is great. Absolutely would based on that. But I don't know about it as is. Then we have what's the next one here? My light just went out. Mariners, the double Mitchwich. We have two different halves inspired by Mitch Haniger and Mitch Garver. So here's another one where I think add something. So we have the Haniger half contains grilled chicken, breast, marinated tomatoes, bacon, Havarti cheese, and a fried avocado wedge. Okay. The Garver side has pulled pork, sliced black forest ham, Swiss cheese, Dijonnaise, and sliced pickles. Would you take one? Would you take both? Would you take none?
Once again, I'm so hungry right now. But I would definitely go both, but I lean towards the Garver side. I love pulled pork. It's great. It's just so good, especially when it's done right. I would add something to the Garver side, though. Like, I think you need, because it is pulled pork and it is a barbecue aspect, you need like a coleslaw angle, something to like kind of mix it up a little bit, especially if you're going to add a ham to this too. You just, there needs to be a kind of like to break it up a little bit, make it. But the Hanniger half is great. I don't know if I need the avocado wedge fried. Like, I don't know if I need that. It seems like just a little bit too much. Obviously would eat it, but that just seems a little over the top to me.
Yeah, I agree. I don't really like hot avocado, like a nice cool avocado slice.
Yeah,
I would do that. I would do that. And I think I saw an olive in that one. Olives, ugh, no thank you. So if I see the olive, no, I'm out on the whole thing, because it's probably got the essence on it. But I mean, I would, but without the olive. Like, get that far away from me. Would be nice. That would be good. Now we have a couple selections named after teams. We have the Metropolitan. This is a Reja vodka, blueberry liqueur, Topo Chico, Sabores, lime with a mint, with an orange wheel and blueberries. This looks fantastic to me on a hot summer day, just to like slowly be sipping this. That looks so, I'm also very thirsty right now. So that looks really good to me. Just like even a virgin one, I'd be like, that looks phenomenal to me. Nice touch with the melting apple. That looks great to me. Would you?
The picture too, like the picture of whatever game or stadium they're at, like that's, the vibes are perfect there too. The problem is the sugar content here scares me a little bit. It feels like you get two of these and your hangover the next day is just, your head is gonna hurt. So I would, but it would have to be like the exact game wherever they're at in this picture, and just one. You gotta cap it. You can't go more than one here.
Oh, I probably couldn't even do one. I could probably do like a little bit of one, unless it was a virgin one. But I think looking at that, I mean, that looks delicious. The cherry is just perfect. Then we have my favorite one, the Astros Astro Nachos. Genius. This is, how come no, has anyone thought of this before? Because if this is the first I'm hearing of it, and this is genius. Astro Nachos, fresh fried ranch dusted kettle chips, white queso, Breggy Bomb barbecue aioli, jalapeno slaw. This is one heck of a pico de gallo, green onions, fresh jalapenos with a choice of chopped brisket or pork burnt ends. Yes, would.
So here's my problem. There's too much. Like if you're not in the club level, or you don't have like a surface to eat on, You're in for a bad time, pal. This is falling apart all over on your lap, on your shorts. Like, you got to have a surface, a table. Like, otherwise, you're in for a real bad time. I would, but it has to be the stipulation that I'm not just, you know, in the outfield or down the first base in a regular stands among the regular public stands. You got to be at like the club level or something, because otherwise, this is a disaster waiting to happen.
This is a really good point, because if you are also sitting directly in the hot sun, not a great situation. So it does depend exactly. It depends on where you're sitting and how many napkins you do remember to grab as you pick up your food, because that I would order that in a restaurant. I would do that. Yeah. So a lot of woods today, a lot of things that I will also say quickly that the Fenway Park, they did reveal their food for this year. The names, Jake. So they have a cookie. It's a 1 pound cookie. Guess what it's called? It's called the 1 pound cookie. There's no special name. There's no.
Listen, they're telling you exactly what you're getting. Okay. I respect that. What you see is what you get.
You have a wall that is called the Green Monster, okay? Name it after that. Right. Be like, the Green Monster cookie. The cookie green, I don't know, anything like that.
They're or like, just oh, the monster.
The monster. It's 30 times a normal cookie. So, like, that's what they say. It's 30 times the size of a normal cookie. Probably the weight or something of that makes sense. But no special name.
A pound.
Just right to the point. Pound cookie. It's just that's what it's called. So that's that disappointed me, quite frankly. I think we should petition to have like special names for it. Anyway, wood all around to all of those delicious foods. Mm-hmm. It is time now for the walk-off. We're going to wrap up our plays, stayaways. Any final parting words for this week? Jake, what are you betting on tonight and this weekend?
Royals money line, wrong team favored, like I said. Rockies money line, God. I'm also going to be on the Padres money line. I don't think the Dodgers should be minus 200 tonight. Bryce Miller over 5.5 Ks. Twins Tigers first five under 2.5. Arizona first five run line. And the Jake Hassan just for funsies home run play of the day. Spencer Steer home run plus 470, best price out there. I just fade Chris Flexen.
Love it. Shohei Ohtani home run, Max Muncy, Will Smith hit parlay. I have Byron Buxton to get a hit, Corey Seager over 1.5 total bases. Same for Jaron Duran, Matt Chapman, Ozzie Albies, Austin Riley over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. Thank you all so much for watching today. Be sure to subscribe to Bet Slips and Bat Flips wherever you get your podcast and watch us on Monday, 2 p.m. right here, 2 p.m. Eastern. And of course, don't forget to bet smarter and beat the books with both BetMGM and the BetQL apps. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Sean. We will see you all right here on Monday on Bet Slips and Bat Flips.